this flyover clip.
Right. Yeah.
Dr. Artish, your message is not just here in the United States. It has spread worldwide. In fact, you just got back from London this morning or last night or something, and you're just back in the States because they had you actually come there. Do you want to share with our audience what you were doing in London?
Yes, there actually is a clinic there called Battersea Clinic and Battersea Park Clinic, and Alistair is the owner. And they had invited individuals who were owners of health clinics in, I think it was up to 12 or 16 different countries. Owners of these health clinics had come to London to come to a two-day conference there, and I was asked to come there and speak. So I was asked to come there and present to all these health professionals, medical professionals that were in the audience on a specific topic that the government of the UK are actually assaulting right now and wanting to remove by the year 2030, all access of their citizens to have. And this is not a joke. Since my Watch the Water documentary 2 years ago, the UK's government, there was a King's speech just last year, and that speech declared by the year 2030, those in Britain and in the United Kingdom will have zero access to any commercially provided tobacco or nicotine products. So this is, and they started with a ban that anybody born after January 1st, 2009 will never be able to purchase any tobacco product in England. Yeah. So even the King's speech just last year, they actually mentioned that no one born after January 1st of 2009, you'll see it highlighted on the screen there. Anybody who's 14 years old at this point or older will not be able to purchase any tobacco products whatsoever in Britain. So I was asked to go to London to do presentations on why it is that governments around the world the last 2 years have all started national health agendas where they are taking commercially available tobacco products out of the hands of citizens. And so anybody after the year 2030 are going to have to either grow their own tobacco to produce any tobacco product of any kind, because these governments, the UK, so UK, England, we've got Canada, New Zealand, Australia, America have all now started and introduced new health agendas to completely ban all tobacco products and nicotine products from their citizens by the year 2030. So they all have these new agendas, either to raise taxes, ban certain ages, and those born after a certain date that doesn't allow the young generation to own it. And so when people constantly were coming up to me in London asking me about the presentation, and they wanted to know how significant is this compared to all other topics and health things promoted in the last 4 years, zinc supplementation, NAC, the FDA coming after that. What about hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin? I mean, we constantly are asked about that. They wanted to know, where does this lay on the scale of significance, this nicotine topic? And I said, notice none of the other drugs you're talking about are countries banning from right. their entire citizens. There's only one. And they know why this one is so important. It actually was the number one thing that kept anybody from getting sick with a bioweapon they called COVID-19. And therefore, those individuals were the least likely to ever accept the vaccine agenda. And they cannot tolerate dissent from their agenda. And in order for their future pandemics to equal into more vaccines being accepted on a higher percentage, they're going to have to make sure individuals get sick. Well, the people who get sick are going to be the only ones demanding their vaccines and pleading for a savior drug. So as long as nicotine is available as a preventative against all weaponized viruses that are venom proteins, they have to get nicotine out of, one, your respect and visual acceptance. They have to bastardize it and make you like totally doubt it and judge it and want it out of your life and out of your family's lives. So they have to propagandize and make you believe something inaccurate about that substance. And then, of course, they've got to lie to you about what it does, that it is addictive and that it causes cancer, which it does neither. But they've had to lie to you for years. It just so happened science figured out during the first year of COVID that there was only one group of people who seemed immune to the COVID-19 weapon called a virus, they wanted to say, and that was smokers and snuff users. So they were the ones that were surviving the most. In fact, in the presentation we just did in Los Angeles and in London that I was asked to come and do there, it's pretty ridiculous. In hospitals during COVID, if a current smoker ended up in the ICU with COVID, The individuals were dying by day five until doctors started putting a nicotine patch on the smokers who could not smoke in the hospital because you're in an ICU.
Right.
Yeah.
The moment they put nicotine patches on all of them, I go through all the studies. Every single person went home by day five. But before that, they had lost five people out of 69 in the COVID ward. Five of them had already died. They started putting nicotine patches on all of them, and 100% of them all went home.
Wow. Okay, because I, you know, obviously we've been talking to you for a while, helping to get this message out. But maybe somebody's listening today and they're like, what in the heck are you guys talking about? You know,
smoking's clearly bad for you.
Yeah, smoking is terrible for you. What kind of
doctor is it?
Yeah. So kind of go over that because you kind of addressed it. But if somebody's brand new and they've never heard of nicotine being used in this, can you kind of catch them up to speed?
Sure. All right. So everyone, I'm assuming in the audience, Stacy and David, have heard of something called long haulers COVID. Mm-hmm. This would be you got a mild case of COVID at some point since 2020, and you've had ever since then lingering and worsening symptoms of all kinds, loss of taste and smell, high blood pressure, diabetes, can't control your blood sugar all of a sudden, tinnitus ringing in your ears, brain fog, chest pain. And these things have only happened since having a mild case of COVID. And these things are lasting for years. In January of 2023, this is where we'll begin with the summary. January of 2023, scientists decided to take individuals from around the world who had multiple of these symptoms they called long hauler COVID. But every one of these people they were going to include in this study and experiment had to have already been trying drugs like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, steroids like prednisone, and they had to have tried rehab and occupational therapy techniques and modalities to try to restore these senses that they had lost. And they had to have their symptoms, none of them improving, for over a year and a half to be included in the study. When they came in, the researcher's next question was, have you ever used any tobacco products in your entire life or nicotine products? And they all had to say, no, I've never used a nicotine product. Okay, great. Those were the only people that they included in this study. And they asked them all to wear a nicotine patch for 6 days only. And they wanted to know what happens when we put a nicotine patch on you, and had to explain to these nicotine naive people, because they'd never used nicotine before, why it is they were proposing they wear nicotine patches. So what they quoted to these people was, in the year 2020, every country in the world that did DNA testing to find out what was making their citizens sick had published, every country, that the DNA of the antibodies that is attacking in the person's sickness or illness, it was found that the cause of their symptoms were snake venom proteins that are targeting in the human body nicotine receptors on every cell. And in the beginning of COVID, by April of 2020, DNA experts had already figured out that it was snake venom proteins that was in COVID-19 patients making them sick. And on the screen, what you're seeing right now are actual screenshots right out of the nicotine patch study for the individuals who had long hauler COVID symptoms for over a year and a half that were getting worse. And what you're seeing on the screen is the red bar for this one individual. The red bar on the graph is the days they used nicotine, which was only 6 days. There are 4 days before the red line that goes up for the first days wearing the nicotine patch. 4 days before that, they start charting their symptoms and telling on a scale of 0 to 8 how intense their symptoms are. And then they wear the patch for 6 days and chart each day how severe each of their symptoms are, their long hauler symptoms. And what you notice on this screen is there is a day after the 6th day of wearing the nicotine patches, there's a day a few days later where 100% of all their long hauler COVID symptoms disappeared. And what you learn from the study is within the first 3 days of wearing a nicotine patch, half of all of their symptoms they'd had for 2 years were completely gone. They were only asked to wear the nicotine patch for 6 days. They followed up with every one of these patients 6 months later, and not a single COVID-19 symptom had returned that they had struggled with for 2 years to remit. There's another one. That's the next person. So in this one, you can see they wore the nicotine patch, the red bar, and you'll see this fluctuation during the patch wearing where you'll see their symptoms were getting worse and better, worse and better, worse and better. And then they just all disappear and go to zero within day. I think in this case, day 23, I think is the last day this person had any symptoms, but this person had these symptoms for 2 years. And you see the list at the bottom of the screenshot. Loss of taste and smell, tinnitus, dizziness, chest pain, memory dysfunction. These are all the things they dealt with for 2 years, totally eradicated with 6 days of nicotine.
So I'd assume that, I would assume the very next move then for the World Health Organization would be implementation of nicotine patches for everybody suffering with these symptoms worldwide. And it probably caught the headlines of every major news outlet.
Of course.
I mean, isn't that why you saw everybody lined up in the Home Depot parking lots and Lowe's parking lots to get their nicotine patches slapped on them by the World Health officials?
Because that's not what you saw. A pretty good.
You saw injections of one needle after another.
Unbelievable. Okay, let me ask you a question. Why in this experiment did they want people that hadn't had tobacco use in their past? Do you know?
Yeah, because they wanted to prove that this wasn't benefits of nicotine from someone who's ever used nicotine in their whole life. So they wanted to showcase, we want people that have never, ever, ever put nicotine in their body whatsoever that they're aware of from a tobacco product. And then we're just going to have them use nicotine and let's see what happens in just 6 days of ever being introduced to nicotine in their life that they're aware of. And they actually say in the study that the results and their symptoms went from immediately being resolved, immediately, to complete remittance in just a matter of days. And then they said nicotine agents and their therapeutic value is by far superior to anything else being used in medicine today. Okay.
Wow. Well,
you might want to start talking about the nicotine patches.
You'll see right there.
Look at that. You'll see.
This is great news. This people should be
everybody
in the streets
should know about this.
Celebrating.
Yeah. And I want to tell the audiences here off record before we went on to record this. I mentioned that I was in Michigan a few weeks ago and someone ran up to me right when I walked into the building of this huge casino and hotel for this conference. This lady comes running up to me. Dr. Artis, I came here just to tell you, I watched a few months ago your antidote interview with Jason Shurka, which was right after doing my interview with you guys. And we did that several hour long on all kinds of topics. Yep. Then I was asked to just come to New York City and film an interview just on nicotine. And the team that produced it called it The Antidote. And this has been seen by millions of people. It had like 12 million views on Twitter, wow, Instagram in like just a few days as far as the clip and the trailer for it. But this is all about nicotine. This lady runs up to me in Michigan just 3 weeks ago and says, Dr. Artis, I watched The Antidote. Then I invited every friend I could think of to come to my house to watch it the next day. And two of her friends, one had lost complete vision in one of her eyes, went 100% blind in one of her eyes after getting COVID.
Oh my God.
And her ophthalmologist and optometrist had confirmed that she lost 100% of her eyesight to a complication of getting COVID-19 and that she had permanent eye loss, sight loss, right? So she looks at me and says, and another friend was there who had lost 100% hearing in one of her ears from having COVID. Dr. Artis, these two individuals went to a pharmacy right from my home watching The Antidote and chewed nicotine gum. And on the second day, my best friend's eyesight was restored 100%. And my other friend's hearing loss was completely restored by day three. And so the only other place I've read a miracle occurring to reverse blindness was Jesus in the New Testament. So this nicotine gum provided some miraculous thing I've never even heard anyone else ever say out loud in my lifetime.
Flyover family, join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either five or six different prophets that are speaking. And what's interesting is God is speaking through them. And all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media. But the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive. And I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products, taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code FLYOVER and save 10%.
Public service announcements for all of you that eat and you survive based on food. Now, if you're...
I think that's all of us.
Well, there might be someone out there that's like, I don't actually eat. I just live on Skittles.
I painted a picture of a butterfly.
If you depend on a rounded diet based on everything that you need, the minerals, the nutrients, everything involved, you need a good protein source. Nothing sustains the body like high-quality beef.
They don't even have to put on the label anymore what's in our foods. But when we go to flyovermeat.com, we know it is clean meat. And the way that you know is because there's no lab-grown meat. They have a shelf life of actually 10-plus years on the meat. No mRNA jabs. Very important because, man, we do not want that in our body. All-American beef, high-quality product, and 100% natural. So eat well today and eat well tomorrow. So go to flyovermeat.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.